From the Madison Roseburg studio, KQEN weather, partly sunny this afternoon, high of 77, cloudy and 54 tonight, sunny 78 tomorrow, chance of rain back by Wednesday, and rain definitely here, it looks like, by Wednesday night, sticking around through Friday night in the Umpqua Valley. 72 degrees now, and KQEN News Time, 1236.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The last 9 days have just been nuts. How's that to begin a radio interview? Well, it's basically what we've been dealing with around the area here with the Archie Creek fire and the other fires nearby. And with all of that going on, we finally had a chance to talk about some efforts that are going on to help those people that have been heavily impacted. We're talking about Glide Strong and Glide Revitalization. Carmen Mornerich in studio with us in her day job, more commonly known as Executive Director of the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle, for having me.
And on the phone, likely out in Glide helping with something, Abby Malik this afternoon. Abby, thanks for being on.
Thank you.
So, first of all, Abby, what is Glide Revitalization? How long has it been around?
Actually, that's probably a better question for Karma. I'm very new to Glide Revitalization.
All right. Well,
it's a good group, but Karma might have more information for that.
All right, Karma?
Absolutely. So Glide Revitalization is actually a nonprofit organization that was started a number of years ago to try to build Glide back up, and so maybe make it a little bit more of a hub, get some people from Roseburg to come out and have dinner out there, give some of our businesses a little bit of a business, and kind of jazz up Glide a little bit. We talked about doing some projects for beautification, and this summer we actually had a Sasquatch Days planned. We were having an expert fly in from out of the area. Anyway, so it was just, it's an organization for the benefit of Glide, and it was already set up when this whole fire situation started. It had bank accounts, everything ready to go, and the partnership with Glide Strong just seemed like it went hand in hand, because the Glide Strong folks had the same goals that Glide Revitalization does, which is just to build up the community of Glide.
So, Abby, it sounds like you're more part of the Glide Strong part of all this.
I guess. I mean, I'm not taking credit for the hashtag Glide Strong, but sure. We sat down a week ago Saturday, my daughters and cousins and I, at the 138 Grill, trying to figure out the best way to get information out for those who needed the information, and we had a ton of people reaching out who wanted to help in some way, in a huge variety of ways, and so it was a lot to keep track of, and we were just trying to figure out the best way to connect those two things, really. And so my 15-year-old came up with the GlideStrong.com website, and my cousin was working with me on the, it's a big mouthful, a lot of help with this, but the Glide Community Strong Information Source Facebook page, which is ultimately to get all sorts of information, mostly local to Glide, and then directing people to the Glide Strong website for those other resources.
Now, when the National Weather Service, a couple of days before, predicted the potential for the high winds, the low humidity, the hot temperatures to potentially bring some catastrophic things to the region, probably most people look at that and go, huh. And then we all woke up on Tuesday morning.
Yes. I'm not really sure who you want to respond to that first, but I got my first call Tuesday morning at about 2 o'clock. And of course I had read about the high winds. I was aware of them, and I woke up to some wind around our place about 12:30, but I got a call at 2 from some friends out on the Wilbur end of North Bank saying that they knew about the fire. They had incredibly high winds at their place, and that's kind of where it kicked off for us.
Wow. Well, it was, yeah. And ever since then, I'm sure it's just been a nonstop for some of the work that you and others are doing out there.
Well, it feels kind of nonstop, sure. I mean, it's kind of what started from helping people get their animals out of the way of the fire to helping coordinate firefighting efforts to working on firefighting to, again, sitting down at the grill, the Highway 138 Grill last Saturday, and just trying to figure out how to connect people. And then from there on, actually working with an amazing partnership with Glide Revitalization, which has been hugely resourceful and supportive. And I mean, this is really blown up because of them, thankfully, and I think is going to be able to offer quite a bit for a lot of these displaced families.
So, Abby, it seemed like, and I had a lot of things that I was trying to keep track of last week as well, so some things blur together like they do for probably everybody out there. But it seemed like, as fast as somebody would say they needed something, somebody else who may not even have known them was jumping in to help.
Yes. Incredibly. Incredibly so. Yeah. Yeah. I would say it was Wednesday night that there was a group of residents that were working on, not last Wednesday, the week. Wednesday of the fire, there were some residents that we knew that were still on Lone Rock Road that were hanging out and trying to protect the homes there because, you know, resources were thin and there wasn't really anybody else there able to do that. Firefighters were pulled out of there and redirected. And so we, I'm not sure how, started getting people referred kind of to our direction as far as we need this, this, and that at our place. And we just kind of got the word out and we had people, you know, messaging through Facebook Messenger saying, hey, I've got an excavator, could you use that? Or, hey, I've got a water truck, or, hey, I have a shovel or a chainsaw. A lot of people that both we knew, but mostly really I was surprised by that we didn't know, that just were willing to show up.
Carmen, what did you observe from all of this?
Well, I just observed the whole community of Glide coming together and this almost instant network via social media and, you know, Facebook Messenger, people hearing about it. And then really the community hub of 138 Grill kind of serving as this communication hub where people would swing in there and either verbally ask for something or verbally offer something, and then other offers coming through, and just all of a sudden this network of people really defending the community from wildfire, number one, and then other people that aren't up for that task then started feeding each other. You know, Glide went under a level 3 evacuation and most residents in Glide left, but the next day or two later, you know, folks were kind of trickling in and out, and there were these free meals offered at the grill. The Little Pizza Paradise was offering free meals, and the Adam Coffee started doing a pay it forward. And it just seemed, this feeling of, you know, everybody being disconnected during COVID got thrown out the window, and everybody all of a sudden became connected through this fire.
It's been interesting. A lot of people, RVs were highly used during this time. People that had one, you know, made use of it to go park in somebody's driveway in Roseburg, or even some folks lending their RVs out to other people. You know, people in town I heard about that were giving their RVs to other people to use. All kinds of things like that.
Right. Well, the North Umpqua Bible Fellowship opened up their parking lot and it was full, and they were offering 3 meals a day through their church and other local churches offering to assist them. The Glide Baptist Church has opened their doors for a clothing pantry and have been working actually hand in hand with the Glide Strong, Glide Revitalization effort. Just the entire community has just opened every resource and, you know, all things that they have available, they're trying just to offer up to anybody that needs it.
Abby, there's going to be a long road ahead here. What kinds of things are you working on now? What kinds of resources are available for people?
Well, I would say immediately, the Glide Revitalization, specifically Allison Doty, has pulled off an amazing with the school district, working with their donation center here at the old Glide Middle School gym, which is actually directly adjacent to the Glide Baptist Church, which has a large, large, large amount of clothing donations. In fact, I'm not sure they're able to take anymore, but the Glide Middle School gym, the old gym, it's chock full. And there is a ton of donations here available for displaced families everything from food to clothing and household items. We're trying to, as best we can, have people available here too on site to start people getting them signed up with FEMA Some people weren't able to get out of their place with a computer, or it's just kind of, it's a lot, you know, with everything else going on in their life. It's a lot just to sit down and fill it out. So I think having someone to help them walk them through the process of getting signed up for FEMA, or we're also trying to help with filling out the request to replace vital records, like if they weren't able to get birth certificates or, you know, those types of records out, we're trying to help with that too. I think FEMA will be out here eventually, but we're just kind of trying to get that kickstarted. We're trying to take intake forms on families so we can have information on those that either lost their homes or had significant damage, or they're not habitable, or just maybe need a little work. And so we can help them out in a short-term, immediate way, or even a long-term way. We have, again, initially, a lot of people reaching out, wanting to help and have sense. And we've got people who have signed up on our little website that are offering, like I said, initially it was stuff from livestock evacuation or housing or parking RV at their place. But, you know, we have people who have offered to help with cleanup and stuff like that. And so as far as a kind of a long-term, a bigger picture, we are hoping to be able to, of course, you know, initially we have to wait for roads to open up for it to be safe to go to some of these places. And then a lot of these homes with, you know, have to have their insurance agents to get some pictures. But once those things are out of the way, we have a lot of people who are ready to go, push up their sleeves and get to work on cleanup, because it's, you know, I'm sure you've been up there, you've seen the pictures. It's pretty devastating, and there's a big road ahead of everyone as far as that goes for cleanup, and then eventually rebuilding and getting people back into their homes where they came from up the river.
More when we come back on the efforts to help out Glide, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1250. Lars Larson coming at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, we'll talk more about the wildfire situation with U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. He'll be joining us on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. A different topic, a look at the economy in the midst of all that's going on with nationally noted economist and longtime friend to our program, Dr. Elliot Eisenberg, joining us from Miami. We're talking about Glide Strong and Glide Revitalization. Carmen Mornerich and Abby Malik with us this afternoon. Carmen, what about, this just comes in, it just happens, and suddenly you had to go from 0 to 100 on a dime.
Right. So, Glide Revitalization, everybody was just cruising on Monday. It was Labor Day. Everybody was happy. And then, the fires hit. And then all of a sudden, everybody is going 100 miles an hour or more. And, we've gotten in donations. I think right now, Glide Revitalization, I think we're up to $30,000, over $30,000. We were very generous donors. Douglas Timber Operators gave us $10,000. United Way was able to give us $10,000. And Ford Family Foundation gave us $5,000, plus numerous other private donors that have given us some cash. And then, we've also, the stuff that Abby is talking about that's in the gym, the toiletries, the camping gear, the food, the, blankets, bedding, pet food, all of those donations have come from all over the state. We've had an excellent relationship with United Way up in Salem. They sent down a semi truck filled with goodies, along with up in Columbia County. They sent down some horse trailer loads full of stuff as well. And then an emergency relief organization flew in and brought us some excellent goodies. And so we've just had an excellent response bringing in stuff for people to access. You know, most folks that have lost their homes, they don't have anything now. They, lots of stories of people getting out with the clothes on their back and, a pair of extra pair of tennis shoes or something. And so they've got nothing, and it's been really great to be able to offer these things for them. And then, you know, in addition, we can give them a gas card to help them be able to get around. Sherm's has been really great in working with us, and we've been able to get some grocery cards for folks just to help with, you know, snacks and food that they have, or they could fix in their RVs if that's where they're staying, or maybe offer up to get some groceries with for people that are letting them stay with them. And so it's just, we've really come, you know, really a long way in 9 days since this whole thing started. And, you know, it's been great to see the community come together.
So, Abby, I mean, one of the things about this is it's very common for people to jump in like this initially with a situation, but you're dealing with a situation that's going to be very long term for the people that have lost everything.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's been, I think every day kind of a new idea pops up, a new plan, a new thing, avenue to look into. And that's one of the things that we definitely want to impress upon all of the people. And that's kind of what we're doing using the Facebook page for, is to try to keep the momentum up. Because, you know, when the fire is here, a lot of people want to fight fire. A lot of people want to jump in and get on a line and fight fire. And a lot of guys want to pull up their sleeves and start cleaning up too. But there's just a little bit of, you know, I don't want to say downtime in between, but, you know, as far as right now, there's definitely needs to fill and volunteering and help needed. And then there's going to be cleanup, and then there's going to be a road back to building. You know, there's going to be a lot of issues. So we're definitely hoping to keep the momentum up with, and I believe it's going to happen. I believe that the community is all, I mean, Greater Glide, I mean, Douglas County, Roseburg, I think that there's a lot of heart and there's a lot of feeling for it and a lot of passion. A lot of people maybe don't live in Glide, but have traveled to North Umpqua or have gone up to the, you know, Rock Creek Pavilions. And so I think it's really going to be important to people to stick in there, hopefully, and continue to help.
You know, Karma, earlier, Abby mentioned registering with FEMA, and I'm sure somebody's thinking, in the middle of all this, why do I need to fill out government paperwork? But talk about why you think that's important.
Well, the FEMA process, I think, can become arduous, and I think getting in there on the ground floor initially is going to be really important for families, especially families that have lost their homes. And there's been a number, not just in the Glide area, but, you know, the fire up at McKenzie Bridge with Holiday Farm, and then the Beachy Fire, and then of course down in Talent and Phoenix. So there's going to be a lot of need right now, and so being able to get those families registered sooner rather than later, I think, is going to be really important on getting their claims processed.
You know, Abby, I was just thinking about that, this long road, and I imagine while some people were able to jump in and help in certain ways, especially financially right now, you probably would like to see some more long-term volunteers that maybe come from backgrounds or areas where they've got professional experience that can help with different aspects of this.
Oh man, don't get me started. I could go on and on all day for what I like to see happen. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be for sure a big need for, you know, excavating and cleanup and getting salvage, you know, stuff out of the former home sites, and then septic and water, and of course, you know, utility companies are now working on power, which it sounds like could be weeks before there's power again. And just with talking with Commissioner Kress, it sounds like, I mean, it's, I haven't been in all the areas, but it's very devastating, and it's going to take a while to be able to get back up there. So I'd love it if we could, you know, have some of our area contractors willing to get together on a little advisory group, because actually I think what another need is going to be huge is just actually people who, maybe I'm not a builder, I don't have any equipment, but I can be an advocate for some of these people who aren't, you know, familiar with the process of getting, you know, a home back in place. And so people even who are willing to just be an advocate and help these people through the process, I think, is important. So there's just really just a vast need, I think, as far as future help.
So, Carmen, before we run out of time here, kind of run through all the different ways people can connect with Glide Strong and Glide Revitalization.
Absolutely. So the best place to go is glidestrong.com. And there are places on there where you can sign up to be a volunteer at the old middle school gym right now and just helping folks navigate the FEMA process and vital statistics process, as well as just helping them shop for new items and food items that are just going to help them get through these next few weeks. And then, you know, signing up there to be a volunteer is great, but there's also an option on the GlideStrong.com site to be a donor. And then if you know anybody affected by the fires, those folks can also go on there and apply for assistance through GlideCom or GlideStrong.com and Glide Revitalization. We're here just for any assistance. There's a phone number on there to be able to reach out to somebody verbally if you don't have the ability to get there on the internet either.
Carmen Mordorich, Abby Malik, we'll be around to help you guys out. So let's check back in soon.
Thank you.
All right, 1258 Inside Douglas County, News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.